And no, I'm not talking about anything magical or metaphysical. I'm talking about the core of my identity, about what makes Harry Dresden who and what he is. If I lost those things, the things that define me, then what would be left? Just a heap of bodily processes and regret. I knew that, but all the same, a touch of Mab's chilled lips on my ear lingered on, sending slow, pleasant ripples of sensation through me when I breathed. It was enough to make me hesitate. "No, Mab," I said finally. "I don't want the job." She studied my face with calm, heavy eyes.
"Liar," she said quietly. "You want it. I can see it in you."
I gritted my teeth. "The part of me that wants it doesn't get a vote," I said. "I'm not going to take the job, period." She tilted her head to one side and stared at me.
"One day, wizard, you will kneel at my feet and ask me to bestow the mantle upon you."
"But not today."
"No," Mab said. "Today you repay me a favor, just as I said you would."
I didn't want to think too hard about that, and I didn't want to openly agree with her either. So instead, I nodded at the patch of ground where the sculptures had been. "Who took Marcone?"
"I do not know. That is one reason I chose you, emissary. You have a gift for finding what is lost."
"If you want me to do this for you, I'm going to need to ask you some questions," I said. Mab glanced up, as if consulting the stars through the still falling snow.
"Time, time, time. Will there never be an end to it?"
She shook her head.
"Wizard child, the hour has nearly passed. I have duties upon which to attend, as do you. You should rise and leave this place immediately."
"Why?" I asked warily. I got to my feet.
"Because when your little retainer warned you of danger, wizard child, he was not referring to me."
On the street outside the alley, the gale force wind and the white wall of blowing snow both died away. On the other side of the street, two men in long coats and big Stetson hats stood facing the alley. I felt the sudden weight of their attention and got the impression that they had been surprised to see me. I whirled to speak to Mab, only to find her gone. Grimalkin, too, both of them, vanished without a trace or a whisper of power to betray it. I turned back to the street in time to see the two figures step off the sidewalk and begin moving toward me with long strides. They were both tall, nearly my own height, and thickly built. The snowfall hadn't lightened, and the street was a smooth pane of unbroken snow. They were leaving cloven footprints on it.
"Crap!"
I spat, and fled back down the narrow, featureless alley.